This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Dozens of Ukrainians are feared dead Sunday after a Russian bomb leveled a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of the disputed Luhansk province, where intense fighting has raged for weeks between Russian and Ukrainian forces, said 30 people were rescued at the site in Belorivka, but that the others in the school probably did not survive. The governor of the region said in a Telegram post, most likely all 60 people who remain under the rubble are now dead. He said Russian shelling also killed two boys aged 11 and 14 in a nearby town. The latest shelling in the Donbas region came as Russia relentlessly pushed to show some battleground success in eastern Ukraine ahead of its Victory Day celebration Monday, commemorating its defeat of Nazi Germany and World War II. Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, told CNN's State of the Union show on Sunday that Russia has nothing to celebrate with its invasion of Ukraine and, in her words, has only succeeded in isolating itself in the world community. Meanwhile, top U.S. diplomats are returning to Kyiv as the United States prepares to soon reopen its embassy there. The U.S. has also announced new sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
The penalties include cutting off Western advertising from Russia's three biggest television stations, banning U.S. accounting and consulting firms from providing services to any Russian, and more restrictions on Russia's industrial sector. Those include cutting off Moscow from wood products, industrial engines, boilers, bulldozers, and more. The U.S. also says the group of seven industrialized powers have committed to phasing out or banning the import of Russian oil. The U.S. announced its own ban on Russian oil and energy products in March, but it had far fewer Russian imports than Europe. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. John Lee has been elected as Hong Kong's next leader after winning over 99% of votes cast by a largely pro-Beijing election committee. Lee received 1,416 votes in the chief executive election on Sunday morning, far exceeding the 751 votes he needed to win. As the only candidate in the polls, Lee was expected to win, especially since he had Beijing's endorsement and last month obtained 786 nominations from members of the election committee in support of his candidacy. Lee will replace current leader Carrie Lam on July 1st. The election has sparked concern that Beijing could further tighten its grip on Hong Kong. In the United States, the U.S. Senate is scheduled to vote Wednesday on protecting abortion rights now that the Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision which granted it. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he agrees with Justice Alito's leaked draft decision that Roe created a constitutional right that didn't exist, and tells Fox News Sunday,
finally, elected officials have a say about life and the conditions of an abortion. I think that's the way it should be.
He says Democrats don't have the votes they need. Senator Amy Klobuchar tells This Week with George Stephanopoulos her party has a plan.
If we are not successful, then we go to the ballot box. We march straight to the ballot box, and the women of this country and the men who stand with them will vote like they've never voted before.
The House passed legislation in September protecting abortion rights. I'm Julie Walker.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad visited his closest regional ally, Iran, on Sunday for talks with Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, during which both leaders called for stronger ties between Tehran and Damascus. Iranian state media reported that news on Sunday. The IRNA agency said Assad also met Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi during his trip. Khamenei reportedly told Assad that today's Syria is not what it was before the war, which started in 2011, but the respect and prestige of Syria is greater than before, in his words. And revisiting our top story this hour, dozens of Ukrainians are feared dead Sunday after a Russian bomb leveled a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of the disputed Luhansk province, where intense fighting has been raging, said 30 people were rescued at the site. 60, he said, have probably died. Marissa Melton, VOA News.